Nick Nyack is the former chief procurement officer at the Homeland Security Department and a winner of a 2014 Causey Award for Excellence in Human Resources. Nick, it's great to see you again. Thank you for coming in today. Congratulations on your award. Your nominator, Jose Arrieta, could not be with us today, and we thank him for nominating you. He cited a number of successes, and we'll talk about those in turn, vis-a-vis human resources at DHS. But someone, I think, looking at these nominations would not think of an acquisition person as necessarily a human resources winner as you are. Tell me about your overall view, both obtained at the IRS and at DHS, of the human resources element of procurement excellence.
Yeah, thank you, Francis. Anytime you're running any organization, there's typically human resources or people involved. My involvement with watching people being led and leading people really goes back to my childhood, where my parents ran nursery schools. We had three nursery schools, and I got to see them leading teachers, leading children to go on and do great things. You mentioned IRS and DHS and acquisition. I have had the privilege of serving in government and leading a few different acquisition and specifically contracting organizations. And in that regard, I've led hundreds of contracting people to buy things to achieve the mission of a particular agency, save taxpayer dollars, and fulfill public policy. The kind of to summarize that, I would say just that acquisition or contracting is really, it gets carried out by people. And so, you know, the better you do at leading people, the better results you're going to get in contracting for things.
You've been at the forefront of the concept of professionalizing the acquisition workforce and the acquisition workforce specific jobs. What does that concept broadly mean, and why is that important in your view, Nick?
So simply put, if you look at the statistics, 30% of the contracting workforce in government is they're retirement eligible, and there's another 30% of the workforce that has 1 to 5 years of experience and then another 30 or so in the middle. The idea with any profession, and contracting is no different, but it's an absolutely critical profession to our government functioning, is that you look at the workforce who's carrying out everything, and how are you going to replenish the workforce, really? And so one of the things I was heavily involved at IRS and then also at DHS in was creating intern programs where we were able to bring in top-notch talent, entry-level talent, and then subsequently develop them and hopefully inspire them to retain them so that they could be the future leaders in contracting, not just at IRS and DHS, but in the federal government.
So I'm not a math whiz, but I'll take away this number, 30% retirement eligible, 30% less than 5 years experience. That means you have a 40% workforce in the middle that's somewhere between 5 years and retirement eligible. I think I got the subtraction right there.
You did better than I did.
What does that mean, though, for the state of the acquisition workforce overall? Because just because they've been on the job, as you well know from being a chief learning officer, doesn't mean that they're necessarily ready to move up the chain and replace those folks who may leave the agency.
Yeah, so this is an area that I was always very interested in, but today I'm even more interested in is how do you make folks smarter faster? What are the ways in which we can, if you've got 30% who are eligible to retire, who could leave, you know, theoretically all tomorrow, which then you'd have to hire, that would take some time, which puts pressure on the people that are there. How do you make them smarter, faster? And this is the area that I have given a lot of thought to, and given technology advancements, I believe, and I do have some ideas for how I think, in addition to the training curriculum that's already in place, in addition to on-the-job training, which takes time, some techniques that could be used to make the workforce smarter, faster. I'm very optimistic, though, about this workforce. All you have to do is think about your own kids. Are your own kids smarter than you were at the same time? Well, they really should be, because access to information is unbelievable with the internet, and all of the different technological tools to figure out real-life problems are all available at everybody's fingertips. So I'm very optimistic that things are going to be even better in contracting and acquisition in the future.
Nick Nyack's the former Chief Procurement Officer at the Homeland Security Department, and I'm really glad to hear you say that because we talk on this program a lot about the next generation of the federal workforce and what those kids will look like and the skills that they'll have. And there seems to be a lot of hand-wringing and a lot of navel-gazing about millennials as this amorphous blob of people that are out there, but they're individual people. And so hearing the optimism that you have and hearing the way that you think about them as being problem solvers, I find that very refreshing in that if they really are problem solvers and they really are collaborative as they seem to be, even though maybe the government hasn't done a great job of selling the opportunity to use those skills, there's a tremendous opportunity for that in the coming years for people who want to come into government.
Yeah, and I just want to say another thing. My hope for them is that they do move up fast and that they hurry up and get into positions at younger ages. It doesn't have to be younger ages, but from entry level immediately moving up, where a lot of people are apprehensive about that and feel, oh, no, you need to put your 30 years in. I don't feel that way. I feel that really even the older generation should feel that the sooner you get into a position of responsibility, you start to learn based on situation. It's called situational leadership. So I'm eager for this newer generation with all of the tools that they have at their fingertips, with their caring attitudes, which goes hand in hand with good government, can get into leadership positions and really make a difference. I am very optimistic.
The time we have left, Nick, I want to talk about a couple of the things that your nominator, Jose Arrieta, cited. You can read the entire list of Nick's accomplishments and the entire nominating material at federalnewsradio.com. You led the development of an electronic communication tool that provided you with the ability to communicate with 1,453 contracting professionals throughout DHS. Why was that a priority for you, and what did you learn when you had that opportunity to get information from that many people back so quickly?
Yeah, so when you're responsible for hovering over $18 billion of spending, which is carried out by the 1,453 contracting professionals, I think it's incumbent upon you as the leader to be able to communicate with them. When I came in, I was told that you communicated to the nine heads of contracting, and then they communicated to the 1,453 employees. And I just felt as a leader that it was my responsibility to find a way to communicate directly. So, yeah, we figured it out. And I would say the biggest takeaway was that when you're able to connect with all 1,453, it brings everything together. It brings everyone together and really creates a sense of community. There was a lot more that we accomplished. Number one, we used it to educate the community. I would send out what I called Did You Knows. It actually had my photo on it. And we would talk about things that were relevant across the contracting community. If one area was doing something extremely well, we'd do a Did You Know that this is actually happening. And the other neat thing was I actually got feedback from some of the 1,453. So when I sent a communication out, 1,453 people had the ability to communicate with me. And one of my the things that I've always done everywhere that I am, I clear all of my email and all communication within 24 hours. I think that also inspires and motivates the workforce to know they're connected with the leader.
There's another message there, too, for the younger generation that we just talked about a moment ago. One of the things that we've seen from some of the work that's been done on looking at their attitudes and the way they view hierarchy is they're not much for bureaucracy, and maybe that's one of the things that's not attractive about government, but it sounds to me, in addition to the communications and information advantage that you gained there, you flattened that bureaucracy in a way that is very appealing to people, and not just millennials, to people at all points in their careers, I imagine.
Yeah, I would say that's absolutely correct. There is nothing like tapping into 1,453 minds. You'll be amazed at the ideas and thoughts and feedback that you get, all of which improve the overall system.
An important part of where the federal government is headed HR-wise, which is what we're talking about as a result of you winning this Causey Award, is the concept of training and learning. And I noted your title at IRS was Chief Learning Officer, not Chief Training Officer. I recently had Mike Casey from GSA on the program. He's the Chief Learning Officer there, very specifically, deliberately chosen term. Are you encouraged by the fact that that's the way the emphasis is going in the government overall? And did you see those same things in vis-a-vis learning at DHS?
I'm encouraged whenever I see not just a title, chief learning officer or an organization, but I'm encouraged when I see a training organization of any sort provide something to its customers, which are employees of a particular organization, two things. One, training to improve their performance, and two, and both of these go together, that it should also help the employees in their career development. I guess the last thing is that it should be rigorous, so that coming out the back end, you really get better, high-performing people, but you also get them having the ability to improve their resumes as well.
Nick Nyack is the former Chief Procurement Officer at the Homeland Security Department, recipient of a 2014 Causey Award for Excellence in Human Resources Operations. Congratulations. It's great to see you, Nick.
Thank you very much, Francis.